Shabbat for Mishnah 18, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Alter Ratze es Habarach B'Shas Kaso, do not try and appease a person at the hour of his anger. You know, someone's like very angry, that's not the time to go and not try to appease him. Let them get over the anger and then come afterwards. V'Alter Nachamenu B'Shas Shemaisa Mutal Afanav, and don't try to console the person when their dead lies before them, meaning, you know, at the closest to the death, that's where there's the most grief. You know, it's like a raw grief. And you can't appease someone there. There's nothing to say. V'al tisha lo b'shas nidro, and nor question him at the time of his vow. If you see your friend making a vow, he's like, it's all tits or whatever, and he makes a vow. Then you start asking him questions, like, why did you make the vow? In answering your questions, he's actually closing loopholes of how he could get out of the vow maybe later. So just leave him alone like then. And then ask him those questions later when he's calmed up. And don't strive to see him in his hour of disgrace. Meaning, if the person's like busy sinning there, that's not the time to go and like check out what he's doing. And he brings the example over here that when Adam Harishon sinned in the garden of in Gan Eden, so Hashem came and he said to them, you know, it was like very like roundabout way. You know, like, where are you? You know, I said to him, he didn't, like, come there straight away and what you doing.